Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the sixth installment of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today is titled Mother of Musa. And we said that there's a sea of negativity that exists around us and we need to build resistance to that. And there's nothing greater than our deen that gives us the resistance to the negativity that's around us. The story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is very famous. People were being killed, young children were being slaughtered and massacred, men were being killed because Pharaoh, the Pharaoh of that time, thought that someone was a threat to his autonomy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qasas that we sent down a message to the mother of Musa that suckle him, but when it gets to a point where you fear that he's going to be hurt and he's going to be killed, put him onto the river and don't fear, لا تخافي ولا تحزني, because we will return him to you and we'll make him among the messengers. These days we feel like motherhood is something that's not so revered. We may feel that we have disobedient children. We may feel that our grown children have gone off Sirat-e Mustaqim. And ask any mother and they will tell you that their worry never ever ends. In these verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a huge message of positivity. And in other faiths where women don't have a connection with their Quran and their holy books, we have a direct link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the family of Pharaoh picked him up, took him in, and eventually he would turn out to be a reason for grief for them. So later on in Surah Qasas, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا, that the heart of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother became empty. And what that basically means, it became empty of anything else besides the thought of her child. And you can ask any mother that when she's concerned about her child or something specific of her child, she can't focus on anything else. So this is a faith positive reminder in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the most mighty, he who fashioned the hearts of men and women, is conscious and is aware of what is going on in each one of our hearts and the fikr and the concern and the worry in each one of our hearts. So sometimes things might not be working out or they might be working in the opposite of where they should be going, but they aren't always what they seem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan. The mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told to throw her son into the river. And look how that turned out. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was left for dead in a well. And look how that turned out. Maryam alayhi salam delivered a child alone. And look how that turned out. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha was accused of a terrible sin. And look how that turned out. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was swallowed by a fish. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the fire. All of these things happened, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a huge outcome. Wonderful outcome. So, if you are going through a difficult time this month of Ramadan, and you feel like perhaps you are praying but there isn't any hope, well, it's time to widen the net and it's time to put all your hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.